To those of you that are moving metal, that are working on cars, that are making the phone calls, that are doing the payroll, that every little bit at the dealership, all of you that make it happen every single day, thank you again for listening to the In The Box podcast from Modern Dealership Magazine. I am Joey Little. The In The Box podcast is brought to you by AutoAlert. AutoAlert CXM leverages the power of Pando and their data processing engine to provide your dealership with a comprehensive toolkit that allows you to harness your data, enhance your customer loyalty, optimize dealership operations, and energize your team. This places the customer where they should be, at the center of everything you do. Check it out at AutoAlert.com. At the recent NADA show in Las Vegas in February, I sat down with CEO of the Fenton Family Dealership Group up in New Hampshire, Bob Swartz. Bob and I talk about the recent thing going on. Well, not really recent, but it's an ongoing thing of disruptors in the automotive retail community. I'm talking the Teslas, the Carvanas. And Bob gives a great and excellent perspective on how dealers should view these companies trying to change our industry. But first, this episode of In The Box is sponsored by DealerFX. Is your service department ready for a digital transformation? With DealerFX's one platform, you can deliver an exceptional digital experience at every customer touchpoint. Each application in the platform is designed and developed in collaboration with their customers, partners, and team members to work together seamlessly. One partner, one complete service solution, that's the power of one. Visit DealerFX online at dealer-fx.com or call 877-493-0039.
Let's start the show.
Modern Dealership's here at the NADA show 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada, the, I don't want to say beautiful, but much large Las Vegas convention. I'm Joey Little here with your In The Box interviews, and we've got somebody who's in the trenches, a real dealer, been in the business for a while, Mr. Bob Swartz. He is the CEO of the Fenton Family Dealerships up in the Northeast, and we've been chatting off camera about the Red Sox, about the Patriots, and I had to bring up our Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes, so... Bob, welcome to In The Box. We call it In The Box. I think you can kind of get an idea, because when customers come to the dealership and they get thrown in the box, it's supposed to be like, it almost feels like a high pressure situation, which it shouldn't be, but we kind of wanted to kind of have that same high pressure situation, but it doesn't. Yeah. You know, it doesn't. We just have a conversation. And I said that you're in the trenches because, first of all, the Fenton Family Dealerships, how many franchises do you guys do up there?
We have five franchises and four buildings.
Five franchises and four buildings. And you're across Vermont, New Hampshire?
Just New Hampshire.
And so I wanted to talk to you and get somebody who's been in the business, that understands the business at a high level, because you're not just focused on one rooftop, you're focused on a group.
Yes.
The kind of the rumors, the things that are swirling around for 2020, even 2019, they're kind of brought over, such as Tesla. The way that Tesla is selling, the way that Tesla is now, I just read, scaring car dealerships by getting rid of the oil change, right?
Yes.
And I also want to talk to you a little bit about these online purchases like Carvana and stuff. But let's start with Carvana. Just the ideas of the everyday dealer. Is that on the mind of the everyday dealer, this kind of concept or process of buying a car? And not working with anybody?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. For years now, probably a good 10 years, they've been talking about the consumer wants to do everything online. And Carvana is actually the first one that has put it to play that it works. It's a cool concept. The vending machine idea is just kind of a cool marketing idea.
Yeah.
And it makes us nervous a little bit. I just felt the pinch of them. We had a customer looking at a used pre-owned vehicle of ours, and during our follow-up, we found out that they went on Carvana and they purchased a car that way. Wasn't cheaper for them. They didn't get as much for their trade, but their perception was
of
that.
So I have to ask, it sounds like it may be a little bit of a nervous itch for dealers with the initial sell through Carvana, but the after the sale, customer experience is not there. Carvana doesn't have a service department. They don't have somebody that's reaching out, right, like what you guys do. And making sure everything is okay. Do you see that being kind of the stepping stone that Carvana is not going to be as big as what everybody thinks they're going to be?
I think right now it's kind of a neat idea, but once they realize that they don't have a service department to go to, there isn't a salesperson following up with them, they may not have received as much money for their trade, because the trade is being appraised over the phone. And then when they come there and they look at the car, it's a different story.
Right.
It's a different story.
They'll tell them a high number.
They give them a high number. Come by and they show you the scratches and the dents and the tires, which we're pointing out as we're doing a walk around.
So they know right then what's happening.
It's transparent with us.
Tell me if my analogy is correct here, because I like to compare the Carvana type process to these trunk clubs. I don't know if you've heard of these trunk clubs where they send you clothes in the mail.
Yes.
You don't really get to kind of pick what they are. They send. I know a few people that do it, but most of the people I know that do it aren't doing it anymore because there isn't the customer. So they don't have somebody that's, if they go to Nordstrom's or if they go to Men's Warehouse, they have somebody there. Would you kind of compare those two processes the same?
I think that's a great analogy,
absolutely. I think after the fact, when they start to really look at what they did and now who's going to service me, who do I call? I don't have a point of contact.
Yeah.
I think that's when it's going to dawn on them that maybe that wasn't the best solution.
So maybe just an itch in the back of the neck, not a full-on scare of this kind of process.
It would be foolish of us
to not be aware of it, look at it, and see how to combat it in the future. But it's
not a fear.
It's a realistic thing that's happening right now, and I think it's something we should pay attention to.
Let's move over to the elephant in the room, Tesla.
Yes.
I know at first there was a big outrage with dealers. I think there's six states in the United States you cannot buy a Tesla in. But that process and that kind of what
Elon did, where he's eliminating that middle with the dealers.
Is that still something that's wearing on a guy like you that?
You know, I liken it, we talk a lot about that, and I liken it to JetBlue. When JetBlue first came out, they didn't have a terminal.
Yeah.
If you remember, do you remember those
days? We don't have JetBlue in the Midwest, but I did for the first time out of Boston when I was heading to Buffalo.
Flight.
It was a great, I loved it, yeah.
It's a great experience, but
they came out with a great experience. They were the first with the TVs in the airplane, and they didn't
have a terminal, and so
they were kind of discarded by other
airlines.
Yeah.
Now they have a terminal, and now they have, you know, they're a contender.
It's a good experience,
and
too, yeah.
I flew here on JetBlue. So, yeah, the Tesla is something to think about. Right now, their price point doesn't affect the vehicles that I sell. And there it's a different type of sale to buy a vehicle that way.
You see it as a novelty type sale?
I see it as a novelty, and I see it as a certain type of customer that buys it. I know that Tom Brady from the Patriots
Who?
Has a Tesla. This interview is going so well.
Yeah. I knew about Tom Brady until this year's Super Bowl. Yeah. But yeah, Tom Brady, is he a Tesla owner?
He's a Tesla owner, and it's kind of a neat niche thing to do. But that isn't as big of a concern to us, to be honest with you. The dealerships are going to go electric. They want to. They're talking about it now. With our franchises, Volvo will probably be the first one to be a 100% electric vehicle.
Are you excited about that?
I'm excited about the opportunity. It changes a lot of things that you would not think about. You have to change your dealership's lifts because now it could be a power surge.
Right.
So you have to change the equipment that you're using in the shop. You have to have more charging stations around the dealership. It's going to change the business a little bit. I it's inevitable. It is going to happen.
We talked a little bit about worries and, you know, possible fears and stuff. I want to get into the good stuff now.
Sure.
Of what you're looking forward 2020, 2021, that either the Fenton's doing or your franchises are doing. Is there anything that you guys are looking forward to? Any kind of changes that are happening? Anything that you guys are implementing at the dealership that's different?
We have gone to our own certification, used car certification program. We did it about a year ago. We're putting our name behind the vehicle rather than just the manufacturer name, and we'll see the fruits of that labor in about another year. It takes about two full years before that'll come to play. But one of the things that we're looking at is that ancillary items that we never did before, windshield repairs, you know, dent repairs, we're looking at doing all those in-house in 2020 or some of those in-house in an effort for more gross profit. There isn't gross profit in our new vehicle
right.
sales, as everybody knows.
Excuse me.
The used cars are getting more and more difficult. There is more and more competition out there. The third-party lead sites are basically telling you if your pricing is good or not now, so you have to.
So they're coming back in.
They're coming back in.
That's on the third party. I'm confused about because it just seems like it grows and grows, and there's more third party lead providers.
There is.
And that if you don't subscribe or do this, you're going to be missing out. And I kind of like I don't know where it's going to go. I think they're taking a little bit too much out of the cookie jar, you know. And one day the dealers are going to stand up and go, enough is enough.
It's going to have to take the network to do it. It won't take one or two guys because it won't affect them in that way. But they no longer work in our best interest. They're working for the customers, and I don't know if that's a terrible thing or not. But the pricing, you look, you could see a median price. If your price is you know, good, bad, or great.
Right.
And it's hard to stay in those guidelines because sometimes they're not comparing the same type of vehicle.
It's I know that TrueCar was the first one that kind of popped off, and everybody got pretty upset with TrueCar.
Very upset.
And then Chip from Auto Trader. He was the CEO of Auto Trader. Ended up being the CEO at TrueCar and kind of changed things for the better, I believe.
Yeah, a little bit better.
But it just seems like the other third-party lead source sites kind of didn't heed that warning and are going in that same direction that TrueCar went in the first place. Because I think you have to have a balance. You definitely for the consumer. You definitely for the people that are paying the bills, which are the dealers.
You know, I look at if you take our industry out of it, this is really the only product that is sold that you know the true cost.
Yeah.
You know the true cost of it. So they put that out to, and a consumer thinks that they should buy that at cost. You paid a markup for this computer, your sport code. I don't know what my code cost.
And, exactly.
And if I did know, it would change my buying habit. I don't necessarily think that we don't deserve a fair profit. To do business, it's very expensive.
Capitalism at its finest.
It really is.
It's crazy how the automotive industry gets singled out.
Yes.
For being the crooks that are just
criticized
running people.
Yeah.
Excuse me one second, I got to tickle my throat again. I'm going to grab my coffee. This is what we get for doing these live. This is a good conversation when you get to talk with you guys that are doing this. I mean, I sit in a Kansas City office and write articles for Modern Dealership Magazine, which this will be into an article as well. If you don't mind, we're going to take a lot of your
Thank you.
Focus. This year for NADA, it has been kind of a buzz term for, I'd say, the last year. And outside of our industry, customer experience has been a huge word, right? From hospitality to restaurants, I mean, I guess it's the same. And the auto industry, retail industry, is now just kind of stepping into that customer experience realm. How is Fenton Family Dealerships, the five that you have, how are you guys, what is your customer experience kind of strategy or what do you guys do there?
So it's funny, I'm glad that you asked this question. While here, I'm looking at a software program that will allow the consumer to make an appointment with us, let me know if they want a bottle of water, if they want cappuccino, what they want.
So you got a little menu?
Yeah, what they want when they come in, their vehicle will be pulled up. Everything is about being easy and on time for the customer. They have little time to spend with us, so we're trying to make everything that they do there. We want them to still come into our dealership. We don't want them to do the whole process online. But by the time they get to us, they pretty much know what they want, and we satisfy their needs. So giving them an unbelievable experience just rather than what they had expected before, a good experience.
So some a little different. Do you guys pay attention to your competitors in the area to see what they're doing, or do you guys kind of just focus on what you are doing?
I look at what we're doing, how we can get better. I pay attention to what's happening in the area. If somebody's doing something great, I don't have to reinvent the wheel. But to be honest, in our area, we do lead the industry. So
in
customer experience, we do.
Data. Big data was the buzzword 10 years ago, and then and that customer experience is really coming in with that. And we're trying to determine customer service versus customer experience. Like, what's the difference? Do you have any kind of thought on that difference between customer service and customer experience?
I think that most places are going to give you good customer service. You go into a restaurant, you expect your meal to be hot, you expect them to refill your soda glass, you expect
those
things.
The standards of what you, yeah.
But if all of a sudden they came over and they said the dessert is free today, or
to pull your car up out front.
We're going to pull your car up and it's going to be washed. I mean, that's an experience. The rest of it I expect it to have happen. I'm going to tip appropriately for that.
Yeah.
But that's an experience. So we're trying now to separate and give them an experience.
That's good. Yeah. And people in New England expect an experience. Right. They also expect a Super Bowl, and I'm sorry we took it away this year.
Oh.
Frank, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I don't need on that one. Come on.
I mean,
thanks. This is Frank Schwartz. He's the CEO of the Fenton Family Dealerships up in New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us in the box here at Modern Dealership NADA 2020.
The In the Box podcast is brought to you by AutoAlert, and this episode sponsored by DealerFX. Is your service department ready for digital transformation? With DealerFX's one platform, you can deliver an exceptional digital experience at every customer touchpoint. Each application in the platform was designed and developed in collaboration with their customers, partners, and team members to work seamlessly together. One partner, one complete service solution. That's the power of one. Visit DealerFX online at dealer-fx.com or call 877-493-0039.